Joining us tonight, Steve Cook of the Higginsville Huskers on the KMZU Fifth Quarter Show. Good evening, Coach.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Pretty good. You had a great night, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We were able to come out and start fast tonight.
I was going to say, you want to tell us who you played and what that score was real quick?
Well, we were at Lexington, and we were able to come out on top 43-0 tonight.
Now, I did speak to the Lexington coach earlier. I told you about that. So I'm excited that I get to do this interview tonight. Those Huskers, I said, they live up to the reputation. You know, in this area, they are known for being a tough ball team. I've got to tell you, Coach, and I also told you, and I'm putting it out here, I used to board up all the games over there, and I always look forward to a Husker game, and that's just the way it is. It's really made me enjoy high school football. So can you tell us a little bit about the game and how things went?
Well, we appreciate that, and you know, early on, we were able to get a quick three and out early on in the ball game, and our first play from scrimmage, we went to our buck sweep, and Malcolm Elmore took that for a 31-yard touchdown run right off the gate, following their turnover on downs there, and Malcolm had a huge night for us tonight. He had touchdown runs of 31, 21. And two touchdown receptions of 10 and 25, and I believe he had a two-point conversion. You know, so offensively, huge night for him, and he does a great job in the back of our secondary at our safety spot. But, you know, we were able to spread the ball around pretty well. Isley Hinton had a big night for us rushing. Isley had six rushes for 86 yards. Matthew Gibson actually led our quarterback, led us in rushing tonight, running the ball. Off of our zone game. He had six rushes for 99 yards. Our fullback, Turner, had three for 26. Colton Williams had a huge night tonight. This three rushes for 21 and a touchdown, but he had one called back on a stiff arm face mask that he was running into the end zone, and we turned around and ran the same play the next play, and he ran it 21 yards in for another touchdown off the same play call. So just proud of their our boys' resilience there to be able to go back to it and execute. But, you know, so anyhow, you know, that's the offense in a nutshell. But defensively is the thing we're most proud of. It was the most physical game that we have played so far this season, and we held them to a total of 95 yards and played very physical on defense, forcing three interceptions and two fumble recoveries. And, you know, just very proud of that on the night.
Absolutely, Coach. And you have a right to be, of course, that final score again, 43-0, the Higginsville Huskers over the Lexington Minutemen. And I've got to tell you, Coach, I heard already that your field was a muddy mess. Those kids must have really, the defensively especially, must have really been playing hard tonight.
It was. You know, we were over at Lexington, and I'm sure there's a lot of fields tore up tonight, but their field's in excellent condition, and, you know, I really like what their coaching staff's doing, you know, and they're doing great things over there, and their facilities were in great shape, and, you know, I think their field will be able to recover, but it was definitely getting pretty sloppy towards the end on the field, but it was in good shape to start.
Definitely want to let you know that Lexington coach did say several times during that interview tonight, I don't know if you had a chance to hear it, Coach, when it aired, but he kept saying hats off to the Higginsville Huskers. They really played a great game, so I wanted to make sure you knew that.
Well, I appreciate that, and their coach, the class act, and their program has really took a swing for the positive this year, and then they've played great football, and you know, congrats to them on how their team has really took a positive turn this season. They're doing a great job.
Coach, can we talk about your overall record for just a few minutes?
Well, you know, we're 8-0 right now, and you know, we have one more conference game. We travel to Carrollton week 9 here, and you know, if we're able to have a good week of prep and if we're successful this week, you know, we've set our goals on a conference championship, and you know, Lord willing, it'll be our fourth one in a row, and you know, just fun time for our kids, and they've worked hard to earn that if it works out. And you know, our district is very tough with South Callaway and Hallsville, and St. Paul Lutheran is also undefeated. Cole Camp's got a good ball team, had their first loss tonight. You know, when it all shakes out at the end of the night or on Saturday next week, we could be anywhere from a 1 to a 3 seed. And still, you know, and even if we're undefeated, because Hallsville has a very heavy Class 3 dominated schedule. So it's just who knows, and they've all got great football teams. So, you know, we've got a lot of work to do, and we've got to keep getting better.
All right, Coach, can we talk about your conference record? Can you tell us a little bit about those conference games? You're 4-0, right?
Yes, we are 4-0, and Holden is in our district. They got a great football team, and there's possibility that we have to play again in the playoffs, and it's been that way, you know, and that's been a fun rivalry that has gotten going. But as far as conference play, you know, the MRVC East is one that year in, year out, it's very physical. Tonight was a very physical game and hard hitting, and you know, it's just one of those deals. We've been fortunate to be able to come out on top thus far, and you know, just very proud to be in the conference and be able to represent it well.
Now, Coach Cook, I do have to tell you also, again, I want to reiterate, I can't say this enough, I am a Huskers fan. I think I always will be after, like I said, board hopping those games. If you haven't heard or seen a Huskers game, I'm telling you, for high school football, these kids, I don't know what your program is, but these kids, they work so hard and they play such tough ball games. And I want to talk about, where did you say you were going to be next week?
We're traveling to Carrollton next week.
So it is at Carrollton?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, can you tell me a little bit also about the age of your team? I'd like to know, do you have a young team? Do you have a pretty seasoned team?
Well, we have a fairly seasoned team, but, you know, we'll be able to return, you know, our offensive line next year. You know, we have nine seniors, you know, Matthew Gibson, Colton Williams, Alex Nolte, Christian Turner, Trenton Hoflicker, Ross Dudley, those boys, Daytrim Buchanan. I don't know if I named them all, but buzzing through them. But, you know, all those boys have, you know, they were freshmen when we were able to qualify for the finals in 2011. And they were freshmen that got to see, you know, what that team was able to accomplish. And they've really done a good job continuing to work and build upon their goals for the team. And, you know, they're playing good football right now.
Coach, can we talk about some injuries? Have you had any?
No, we're healthy. You know, we had an injury on our lower level. But as far as our varsity, knock on wood, we are healthy so far.
Can we talk about that lower level injury?
You know, it's just one of those deals, and you know, he just had a little knee injury, but is on the road to recovery.
Great. All right, Coach, how about sickness? Because we're entering the flu season here. It's cold and flu season.
We're doing fine. We're on them to make sure they're getting good and cleaned up. But you know, we just can't control it, and we're just going to work on our X's and O's and just fundamental stuff.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add tonight?
No, I think that's it. But we appreciate the kind words, and we just hope to continue to get better and push on down the road.
And we wish you luck for next week also, Coach.
Hey, thank you.
Coach Steve Cook of the Higginsville Huskers had a game against the Lexington Minutemen. 43-0 was the final score. He and his team, part of tonight's KMZU Fifth Quarter Show.